the experts tell you, you got to be real careful about your kid's self-image, you know? I picture my father, if I would have said something like that. Dad, my self-image. I'll give you your self-image. I'm going to self-image your head. It's my dad. Pretty straightforward. Dad always used iMessages, you know? I'm going to self-image your head. I'm going to peanut butter your head. Always an iMessage on my head. The experts say, you don't, look, if a little kid wants to tell you something, don't interrupt them. Little kids speak in a time warp. And this time warp is their pace. And we grown-ups are impatient. We try to hurry them along. We feed them words. Right? We interrupt them. Don't do that. Bad for their self-image. Well, I don't personally think it is, but I do think there is a main reason, a truly serious core parental reason you do not interrupt a child when they're trying to tell you something. And the main reason you don't ever, 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 ever interrupt a child in the middle of a story or a tattling or a recounting or a sharing is because they will start over. Mom, 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 what? Mom, okay, I was outside, okay? And I was running outside, okay? And I was running outside, and I was really running hard outside. And this bird did what? I was outside, okay? I was outside. Did I say that? And I was running. And this bird, it had its, it had its wings. No. It was, you know, its feathers. Yeah. Okay. I was running outside. Don't interrupt them. Don't feed them. Resist the temptation. Don't do it. Don't try to clarify words for them. Don't try to help them along. Don't finish their sentences. Don't do it. I'm telling you. It will start. It is. There was on a program that my children, when they were little, sometimes used to watch, there was a song. It was a terrible song. It was a song that when you went to bed and you laid there, you heard it. For hours and hours. I hesitate to tell you this song because, one, I'm going to have trouble with insomnia now for the next 4 nights because it's back in my head, and I don't want to do this to you. Some of you might know this song. This is the song that never ends, and it goes on and on, my friend. Don't. That's what it is when you interrupt a little kid. This is the story that never ends. Did you ever find out what happened with the bird? I've been trying to find a way to end these things, you know, in a self-image sort of enhancing way for the child. About the only thing I can come up with is some form of a lie, which I don't want to do. Something like, I know, honey, you told me that story yesterday. That's a good story. So at the same time, you're kind of enhancing their self-image, but it's a fib, so you can't really do that. You could say, I think you told me that story yesterday, but if you really know they didn't tell you that story yesterday, then your thinking is even kind of a lie. Here's the way you do it. I just figured it out. Honey, you told me this before. And they did. A minute ago. They told you this before. You're not lying. Yes, I know, honey. You told me that before. I heard that before. Mm-hmm. There you go. You heard about the bird. They said it 9 times. They never got to the point about what the bird did. Don't worry about it. Yes. Oh, that's a good story, honey. Mm-hmm. Now go read to your mother, would you? Would you go read to your mother? And tell her a few jokes while you're at it.